What is St. Louis known for? It's hard to know just where to start. But beer seems as good a place as any. The huge influx of Germans here in the mid-19th century helped popularize lager. And by 1900, St. Louis began transporting its beer nationally from the Lemp Brewery and Anheuser-Busch.
Budweiser beer, the king is second to none.
The image of huge Clydesdales pulling a beer wagon helped make Budweiser synonymous with St. Louis. And even though Belgian brewer InBev now owns AB, the famous horses still make appearances in Super Bowl ads and on opening day in Busch Stadium. This is a baseball town, after all, where we even named the new Mississippi River Bridge for the late, great Stan Musial. The Cards have 11 World Series championships, second only to the Yankees. Yogi Berra grew up on the hill, so did Joe Garagiola, and several great announcers have called St. Louis home.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
There's Jack Buck.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
And his son Joe Buck carried on the tradition. There's former player Mike Shannon. Bob Costa started here at KMOX. And let's not forget, Harry Carey spent 25 years calling Cards games before he wound up in Chicago. But St. Louis has made its mark in other ways, too.
He made it. Charles A. Lindbergh, Lucky Lindy as they call him, landed at Le Bourget Airport, Paris at 5:24 this afternoon.
Lindbergh and his plane Spirit of St. Louis were a global sensation when he completed the first nonstop transatlantic flight on May 21, 1927. It ushered in the age of air travel. And decades later, St. Louis was part of the space age.
Liftoff.
That's the launch of the first U.S. manned spaceflight on May 5, 1961. McDonnell Aircraft in St. Louis produced the space capsule that carried Alan Shepard that day and all the astronauts in the Mercury and Gemini programs. Several groundbreaking musicians were born in St. Louis or spent time here. Josephine Baker, Scott Joplin, Tina and Ike Turner, and Nellie, to name a few. But at age 87, only Chuck Berry, who released Johnny B. Goode in 1959, continues to live and perform here.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, the sugar log cabin made
the city also produced several noted writers.
I was born in 1914 in a solid three-story brick house in a large Midwest city.
That's the beat writer William S. Burroughs reading from his semi-autobiographical novel, Junkie. He was born and raised in St. Louis, as were Kate Chopin and T.S. Eliot, who were of a very different era. Every St. Louisan knows about the 1904 World's Fair. Held in what is now Forest Park, it commemorated the Louisiana Purchase and featured new inventions like x-ray machines, baby incubators, and ice cream cones. 40 years later, it was immortalized in the film Meet Me in St. Louis.
Hey, see that, kids? That's the St. Louis Arch. Gateway to the West.
With the exception of the Griswolds in the movie Vacation, going up in the arch is a must-do for any visitor. The National Monument commemorates Thomas Jefferson and the city's role in U.S. westward expansion, and it is recognized the world over as the symbol of St. Louis. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.